In his State of the State address earlier this month, the governor pointed out that New York is second only to California for research dollars flowing to its college campuses. Where New York falls behind is leveraging the $150 billion worth of federally funded research in the marketplace to generate economic development. Cuomo has his eye on a Southern California effort that's doing a better job of that than his state.
We need to change the culture in order to encourage tech transfer and commercialization of ideas across the board.
Cuomo cited a program in San Diego called Connect, a private effort started almost three decades ago to bring together engineers and scientists on college campuses with startup companies or turn those researchers into entrepreneurs themselves. Dwayne Roth, CEO of Connect, says New York already has the hard part down.
You don't have to take decades to build up the research excellence. You already got that. Can you quickly now organize so that you can make commercializing these ideas a priority and bring all the resources to bear on that? But the hard ones you already got. People, money, research.
Dr. Tim Killeen, head of the State University of New York's Research Foundation, agrees. Killeen is one of three people, along with Cornell University President David Skorton and investor Jim Simons, picked by Cuomo to create the Innovation New York Network.
So there are many assets that are already in play, and it's really in some senses connecting the dots and creating more of a end-to-end process for economic development.
The Innovation New York Network would be statewide, so there will be logistical obstacles. But Dwayne Roth says if New York pushes hard enough to instill a new culture of innovation, it will be successful. Cuomo is also trying to capitalize on a new culture of entrepreneurship across the state. While New York City has become a major player in the tech startup scene, upstate cities are also beginning to see more startup efforts pay off.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michael, the founder of Full Circle Feed.
Efforts like the Startup Labs competition, underway right now at the Syracuse Technology Garden, a downtown business incubator. Under a proposal by Governor Cuomo, the Tech Garden could become one of 10 designated innovation hotspots. These hotspots would become tax-free havens for startups. According to Cuomo's budget plans, any company that starts out in a designated hotspot will not have to pay any taxes for 5 years. Seth Mulligan is one of the directors of the Tech Garden. He's also been asked by the Cuomo administration to help form the hotspots. He says it'll be important for the designated sites to be able to work with area universities.
Some of our best assets are the knowledge and the equipment that reside in these campuses, and any way that we can get private sector to gain access to those is the better.
Cuomo's regional economic development councils will have the final say over designating the hotspots. Mulligan says there are a number of good contenders for Central New York alone, including Syracuse's Center of Excellence. A hotspot designation would bring additional support, and Mulligan says an increased demand for manpower to run them.
You know, this is going to take, you know, 2 to 3 professionals being assigned to this project to get as many companies through the doors as you can. You're helping them with business development and mentorship and coaching.
Cuomo's budget lays out $1.25 million to help the first designated hotspots get up and running, with that amount growing to $5 million as the program expands. But Cuomo wants to spend a lot more than that to help see new companies grow. New York struggles in bringing in venture capital, money from private investors. To help counter that, the Cuomo administration proposed a $50 million state-run venture capital fund. The fund would be administered by Empire State Development and paid for through the New York Power Authority. New York currently attracts only 4% of the country's venture capital, compared to California's 47%. The state fund probably won't close that formidable gap, but Mulligan says any amount will help. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for the Innovation Trail.